Today we have come to Modadrumadvi, one of the nine sacred islands of Srinathadvipa Dham, also called Mamugachi. We are sitting in the very holy birthplace of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is glorified as the Vyasadeva of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela, author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. We are very fortunate today that one of the intimate, eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada has descended into our midst. Srila Bhakti Charan Swami Maharaj can be glorified for many millenniums as an introduction to his auspicious devotional life. I don't want to take too much time, but I will say a few things. He's always been one of the dearmost well-wishing friends of all of us, always so encouraging, so humble, never takes any credit for himself, sees only the good in others. Srila Prabhupada saw these qualities in him and gave him first, second, and sannyasa initiation all within less than a year. Prabhupada also called him to be his own personal servant during the most critical days of Prabhupada's leela of departing from this world. Srila Bhakti Charan Swami Maharaj was lovingly serving Prabhupada, really in the mood of Ishvara Puri serving Madhavendra Puri at the last stage of Srila Prabhupada's life. His deep appreciation for Prabhupada entrusted him to translate all of his books in Bengali language, Prabhupada's own native tongue. Prabhupada spoke Bengali as his first language. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered Prabhupada to preach and to translate and write books in English, and Prabhupada ordered Bhakti Charan Swami to take those books and put them back in Bengali. So there is a very intimate circle of love in this divine relationship. He's also glorified Prabhupada in such a unique and magnanimous way by his Abhay Charan series, using the technology of today's media to really penetrate people's hearts with Prabhupada's glories, because he has complete faith that anyone who understands Prabhupada will naturally love Krishna. He's also perhaps the most famous and beautiful singer of bhajans and kirtans in our society. Anywhere you go in the 14 worlds, there are CDs of Bhakti Charan Swami resounding in all directions. He's also one of the great devotees who has been living here in Navadvipa Dham for many, many years, helped to develop this project. He's the Minister of Culture for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because his soft and gentle heart his very distinguished observance of Vaishnava etiquette and culture is so very, very exemplary and so dear to all devotees' hearts that the leadership of our movement have called upon him to teach our society worldwide what is Vaishnava culture. We are very, very grateful to you, Maharaj, for coming today. Let us all very gratefully and enthusiastically welcome him to our yatra. We also have another very special guest, His Grace Shesha Prabhu. Where is His Grace Shesha Prabhu? Can you stand up? Shesha Prabhu is really an embodiment of humility, total dedication to Srila Prabhupada. In my own heart, I can say he's one of the most pleasing devotees to associate with in all of Brahma's creation. Very, very gentle and extremely intelligent in his dedication. He's one of the real pillars of our movement. Previously, he was temple president of several temples. I believe he's the Minister of Justice. Minister of Justice for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now, what that means, I'm not really sure. But one thing I do know is just by seeing Shesha's dedication, devotees develop great faith. He's a man of incredible spiritual integrity. He's GBC of the largest devotee community in the whole Western world, Nuramanreti in Alachua. And he's come with his wonderful family. Where is family? Can you stand up, please? Hari Hari. Madhu Mati? Yes. Yes, I correct pronunciation. And daughter name?
Vrajavaneshwari
and Marumati Devi. Marumati Mataji is disciple of His Holiness Srila Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj, and she embodies his wonderful loving qualities so specially that I really feel that he has come to our yatra through her presence. Very, very great inspiration, especially for so many young devotees within our society in the Western world. Let us welcome Shesha Prabhu and his family and gratefully honor them for coming today. And we haven't yet welcomed officially Tribhangananda Prabhu. Tribhangananda Prabhu. One of the Prabhupada disciple, very senior devotee, one of the most dedicated leaders of our society in the United Kingdom. He's responsible for helping organize wonderful rathyatras and so many other wonderful things. Just a very, very non-envious and genuine hearted Vaishnava. Let us welcome him. At this time, we request Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj to illuminate our hearts with his loving realizations. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Vishatarine Namastute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Fullaravindaya Tapatra Netra Jena Taya Bharata Taila Purna Prajalita Jnana Maya Pradipa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavadatau Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayataksha Vishambharo Dijabharo Jugadharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is very expert and he is truly endowed with all the divine transcendental qualities of a Vaishnava. And that becomes very obviously manifest when we see how Maharaj glorifies everybody. At the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam it says that Parama Nirmat Saranam Satam, the qualification or identity of a sadhu, a spiritual personality, is that his heart is devoid of envy. His heart is completely pure. And it is due to his pure heart that he always sees good in everybody else. Srila Rupa Goswami is giving the definition of a Uttama Adhikari devotee, the devotee of the highest order, is that he sees that everybody else is a great devotee. And we naturally see those wonderful qualities in His Holiness Swami Maharaj. I feel a little awkward today to just come and start to speak. I was telling Maharaj that I would rather listen today. But Maharaj insisted, and I can also understand that it's probably Maharaj's feeling that it's customary, it's common etiquette that since I came he must introduce me and I have to say something. And that's why I decided that, okay, I'll say something. But about this place and the personalities, those who have ornamented this place, to speak about them, we'll leave it up to Radhanath Maharaj. We'd rather listen to him speak than me. Briefly, I just want to say about, rather I want to express the wonderful feelings that I'm experiencing today. We are seeing the manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. I am seeing the manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's extraordinary arrangement in this assembly of devotees today. You all came to this holy dham of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to the prediction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining the ultimate perfection of spiritual life. And he's saying that it lies in receiving the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotees. Shuddha bhakata charano renu bhajano yonu kul bhakata seva paramo siddhi prema loti karamo. To receive the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotees is very conducive to our spiritual advancement. And service to the devotees is the foundation or the root of the creeper of devotional service, bhakti lata, prem latikar, or the loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he explains, Gauro amar jeshabu sthane korilo bhramono range sheshabu sthan heriboyami pranoi bhakato sange. The places where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, performed his pastimes. Gauro amar jeshabu sthane korilo bhramana rangi, the places where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled and performed his pastimes, I will visit those places with a devotee who has developed his love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pranayi bhakata sangi. Just going to the places of pilgrimage or going to the places of Mahaprabhu's pastimes is not enough. It is important that we go to those places with the in the association of devotees, or rather in the guidance of a devotee who has developed his love for Sri Krishna. And we all are very fortunate that we have this opportunity here today to participate in this yatra, in this parikrama, in the association and guidance of such a wonderful devotee who has developed his genuine love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His Holiness Raghunath Swami Maharaj. It's not just that I'm saying these words, but I do mean it, and I will also justify the statement. A devotee is known, or the advancement of a devotee is known from his absorption in Krishna consciousness, his meditation and obsession and absorption of the Lord's activities, pastimes. And this becomes very obvious when Raghunath Maharaj speaks. We see how deeply he is absorbed in that. Otherwise one can't really speak like that. This total absorption, he is constantly meditating on the pastimes of the Lord. That reminds me, when I first met Raghunath Maharaj, that was in 1980. I landed in Pittsburgh and Maharaj came to pick me up. And throughout the ride, which is about two and a half hours ride, Maharaj constantly spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I was amazed to see that how deeply absorbed he must be, and all the time, whenever I see Maharaj, the same impression I get. And especially when we hear Maharaj giving classes, speaking about Krishna Katha, He speaks in such details as if he is personally present there when he's describes. Today only I was actually thinking of one thing that verse from at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Samjutam. Srimad Bhagavatam has been described as a Nigama Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam, the ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas. Nigama Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam. It's not only the ripened fruit, the aspect that it has been Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Sanjutam makes it really special. And I was actually thinking about this particular point that often I read about Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, but when Radhanath Maharaj speaks, the same topic gets a different flavor. And from that I could understand what this word Sukha Mukhad Amrita Drava Samjutam actually implies. So we are very fortunate that we have this wonderful opportunity to associate with such a wonderful devotee like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. We are here in His association, and we must take full advantage of this good fortune. Little while ago, when we are coming here in a boat, Radhanath Maharaj was telling me that I have to speak, and then I gave one argument to Maharaj that actually I don't need to speak. And the argument was that when Parikshit Maharaj was about to leave his body, then many saintly personalities, actually all the saintly personalities from the entire universe, assembled there. But Sukadeva Goswami spoke. It was only Sukadeva Goswami spoke. And throughout the time, for 7 days continuously, it was he who actually spoke. And others listened. Because the real joy is in hearing. Personally, I feel that speaking is not the most exciting thing. The real exciting thing is to hear. That's why our process is Shrota Pantha. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained in this respect that the spiritual realm is beyond our sense perception. Adhokshaja, beyond our sense perception. This mundane senses cannot reach that spiritual domain. But only one sense that has access to that spiritual world. And it is only through that we have to approach that spiritual reality. And that is our hearing. Only through hearing that we can reach the spiritual sky. Therefore the process is known as Shrota Pantha, the process of hearing. When we hear from a self-realized soul, then the heart becomes purified and Krishna and the spiritual sky becomes manifest. Thank you very much, and I will request His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to kindly enlighten us. Hare Krishna.